Random House Audiobooks presents Dr. Death by Jonathan Kellerman. Read for you by John Rubenstein.
Dr. Death. Chapter 1. Irony can be a rich dessert. So, when the contents of the van were publicized, some people gorged. The ones who'd believed Eldon H. Mait to be the Angel of Death. Those who considered him mercy personified grieved. I viewed it through a different lens, had my own worries. Mait was murdered in the very early hours of a sour-smelling, fog-laden Monday in September. No earthquakes or wars interceded by sundown, so the death merited a lead story on the evening news. Newspaper headlines in the Times and the Daily News followed on Tuesday. TV dropped the story within 24 hours, but recaps ran in the Wednesday papers. In total, 4 days of coverage, the maximum in short attention span L.A., unless the corpse is that of a princess or the killer can afford lawyers who yearn for Oscars. No easy solve on this one. No breaks of any kind. Milo had been doing his job long enough not to expect otherwise. He'd had an easy summer, catching a quartet of lovingly stupid homicides during July and August, one domestic violence taken to the horrible extreme, and three brain-dead drunks shooting other inebriates in squalid West Side bars. Four murderers hanging around long enough to be caught. It kept his solve rate.